由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are always glad to know that you have tuned in to listen to this program.
我们很高兴你能够收听我们的节目。
We are very glad to bring it to you, and we pray that God is using it to bless you richly.
我们很乐意向你广播，祈求神能够藉着这个节目大大赐福给你。
And if you have not written to us to tell us, we hope that we can hear from you.
如果你从来没有同我们通讯过，我们很希望能够得到你的音讯。
We have been going through a series of messages on the seven statements from the cross.
最近我们一直在讲一个系列的讯息，是关于耶稣在十字架上面所讲的七句说话。
And today we come to the very last of those seven statements.
今天我们要讲七句里面最后一句了。
But before I get to that, I want to start by telling you something.
在我讲之前，让我先告诉你一件事。
An unknown author wrote the following words.
一位没署名的作者曾经这样讲。
Socrates taught for 40 years.
他说苏格拉底教学教了40年。
Plato for 50 years.
柏拉图教了50年。
Aristotle for 40 years.
阿里士多德就教了40年。
And Jesus taught only for 3 years.
但是耶稣就只是教了3年。
Yet the impact of the finished work of Christ's 3 years
在这3年教导的结果所产生的影响呢
infinitely transcends the impact left by the combined 130 years of teaching from these men.
是远远超过了前面三位总共加埋130年教学所产生的影响的。
These men were considered to be great philosophers.
这三位都被公认为伟大的哲学家。
But Jesus impacted the world for good and forever.
但是耶稣对世界所产生的冲击和影响是长远而永恒的。
Jesus painted no pictures.
耶稣从来没有画过一幅画。
Yet some of the finest paintings of Raphael and Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci received their inspirations from him.
但是拉斐尔、米开罗基罗和达芬奇这些名画家，他们很多杰出的作品都是从耶稣身上得到灵感的。
Jesus wrote no poetry.
主耶稣从来没有写过一首诗。
But Dante and Milton and scores of the world's greatest poets were inspired by him.
但是但丁、米尔顿以及世上很多的著名诗人都是受耶稣的启发而去写诗的。
Jesus composed no music.
主耶稣从来没有作过一首的乐曲。
Yet Haydn, Handel, Beethoven, Bach, and Mendelssohn reached their highest perfection of melody in hymns and symphonies that they composed in his praise.
但是海顿、韩德尔、贝多芬、巴哈、曼德尔颂等等的音乐家为耶稣所写的交响乐和赞美诗都达到艺术的巅峰，写出了完美的旋律。
Every sphere of human greatness has been enriched by this humble carpenter of Nazareth.
在人类文明各个范畴里面最高的成就都因为这位拿撒勒卑微的木匠而显得越加的丰盛。
His unique contribution to the human race is the salvation of the soul.
他对人类最独特的贡献就在于他拯救了我们的灵魂。
Philosophy could not accomplish that.
哲学做不到这样东西。
Art could not accomplish that.
艺术做不到。
Literature could not accomplish that.
文学亦都做不到。
Music could not accomplish that.
而音乐亦都是做不到的。
Only Jesus Christ could break the enslaving chains of sin and Satan.
唯独是耶稣基督能够断开魔鬼撒旦和罪恶加诸在我们身上的锁链。
He alone who had paid the price fully on the cross can speak peace to the human heart.
唯独在十字架上面付清所有赎价的这一位主耶稣才能够赐给人心灵的平安。
He alone can strengthen the weak and give life to those who are spiritually dead.
唯有他能够使软弱的人坚强起来，并且赐生命给灵性枯萎的人。
Now we come to the seventh and the last sayings from the cross.
现在我们要来讲讲他在十字架上所讲的第七句说话，也都是最后一句说话。
John is the only one of the four gospel writers who records this triumphant concluding cry.
在四本的福音书里面的作者，只有是约翰是记录了这一句最后胜利的呼声。
Mark said, Then Jesus cried a loud cry and died.
马可记载，耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
Matthew states, Jesus again gave a loud cry and breathed his last.
马太福音就说，耶稣又大声喊叫，气就断了。
Luke simply says, then Jesus gave a loud cry.
路加福音就扼要咁讲，耶稣大声喊叫。
But John, who was at the foot of the cross, tells us what this loud cry was.
但是约翰当时是在场的，他就在十字架之下，所以他可以告诉我们听，耶稣是喊叫些什么呢？
Turn with me please to the Gospel of John, chapter 19, beginning at verse 28.
请翻开圣经约翰福音十九章，从第28节睇起。
The original cry which Jesus gave in his native tongue was one single word.
原来耶稣的呼喊是用他自己家乡的说话讲了一个字。
It is the same in the Greek language which we have in the New Testament.
新约圣经所用的原文，即是希列文，亦都是讲了一个字。
It is tetelitzai.It is translated into three words in the English language.
翻译为中文呢，就是两个字的。
It is finished.
中文是成了这两个字。
Or it has been achieved.
意思就是完成了。
Or it has been accomplished.
又或者是已经成就了。
This single word itself is a perfect passive verb.
这个字在英文来讲呢，是一个过去完成式的动词。
What does that mean?
到底是什么意思呢？
It means a purpose that has been fulfilled.
是表示这个目的已经达到了。
It means a goal that has been accomplished.
表示目标已经完成了。
It means an object that has been realized.
表示理想已经实现了。
It means...An end that has been grasped.
表示结果已经掌握住了。
But the effect of that great act goes on and on.
但是它的影响却是不断持续下去的。
The results of that accomplishment continues on.
所成就的结果也都是延绵不绝的。
The benefits are continuous.
它的功劳是永远长存的。
The word here finished means not merely done, but perfectly done.
成了这个字的意思不单只是代表做完了，更加说是做得好好。
When our Lord Jesus Christ said it is finished, it meant that while the goal has been grasped, yet the purpose of it endures.
当耶稣基督说成了，不单只是代表目标已经完成，更加表示是永远有效的。
Its effect still goes on.
它的影响力是持续不断的。
When Jesus said it is finished,
当耶稣说成了的时候，
He made there on Golgotha, on Calvary, all that was necessary for salvation.
表示他在各各他在加勒山上成全了完备的救恩。
And when we come to the Lord's table, it is only for the remembrance of that great act that was done on the cross.
而当我们每次来到圣餐桌前的时候，都是为了纪念十字架上面伟大的功绩。
My listening friends, I want you to listen very carefully to this one.
亲爱的朋友，请你特别留意以下我要讲的。
All of Jesus' life was leading to this cry, it is finished.
耶稣的一生就是为了这个最后的呼喊成了。
The sum total of his ministry and mission was perfectly completed with this cry, it is finished.
他所有传道侍奉的工作就在这一声的成了呼喊里面圆满结束了。
From his birth,to his boyhood, to his adulthood, to his public ministry, the cry of his life was always, I must finish the work of my Father.
从他的诞生、童年、青少年时期，一直去到他公开出来讲道，他一生的使命就是要完成天父交托给他的工作。
In his temptation in the wilderness, when the devil wanted to divert his attention from finishing the work of the Father,
当耶稣在旷野受到试探，魔鬼想尽办法要转移他的心智，不再以完成天父的托付为重要。
Jesus thwarted the trick of the adversary and refused the convenience and the coercion and the compromise of the enemy.
耶稣识破魔鬼的诡计，拒绝在魔鬼的威逼利诱底下妥协。
He said, I must finish my Father's mission.
耶稣说，我必须作成差我来者的工。
In the whole Gospel of John, we sense that Jesus' entire ministry is leading to a build-up toward that cry.
在整本的约翰福音里面，我们看见耶稣所有的侍奉都是朝着这一句的呼喊进行的。
To finish the work of my Father.
作成我父的工。
Many times in the Gospel of John, we read the Lord to be saying about his hour, the hour, or my hour.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣经常提到他的时候、那时刻，或者是我的时候。
As if Jesus had an internal clock that no one else could see.
似乎在耶稣的心里面有一个无形的时钟是人家看不见的，只有他自己知道。
As if he is hearing chimes of a clock that no one else can hear.
似乎其他人都听不见，只有耶稣是不断听见那个钟声。
As early as the second chapter of John in the wedding at Cana of Galilee, he turned to his mother and said, Woman, my hour has not yet come.
早在约翰福音第二章加拿的婚宴里面，耶稣对他的母亲说，母亲，我的时候还没有到。
He was motivated and propelled by this hour, his hour.
耶稣所做的一切都是受这个时候，即是他的时候，在推动，在操纵他的。
In John 7 and 8, his brothers were taunting him to go up into the feast and declare himself as a prophet.
在约翰福音第七同埋第八章，耶稣嘅兄弟奚落佢，怂恿佢上到去耶路撒冷去过节，并且宣称自己系先知。
But with dignity and majesty, he said, "No, my hour has not yet come."
但系耶稣好庄重咁回答讲话，我嘅时候仲未到。
Many times his enemies attempted to kill him, but they could not.And they failed because his hour had not yet come.
有好几次耶稣的敌人想要杀害他，但是却不能够得逞，因为他的时候还未到。
In John chapter 13,
在约翰福音第十三章，
In that famous passage about washing the disciples' feet,
在那段著名的经文，即是叙述耶稣为门徒洗脚的事件里面，
We read a sobering statement.
我们读到一句发人心省的宣告。
It says, knowing that his hour had come.
耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
That hour is of finishing the work of the Father.
也就是他完成天父托付给他的工作的时间到了。
There are so many of us who fail again and again in waiting for God's hour.
有好多人在等候神的时间来到之前，一次又一次这样失败。
Let me speak to you very openly, my listening friend.
亲爱朋友，让我好坦白这样跟你讲。
You may have been waiting for a promotion at your work.
或者你一直都喺度等升职。
You might have been waiting for that husband or wife.
或者你一路都喺度等紧一个结婚嘅对象。
Or the job that you have been waiting for.
或者喺度等一份理想嘅工作。
Or the child that you have been waiting for.
或者你喺度等紧生仔。
Or the healing that you have been waiting for.
或者喺度等待得到医治。
You cry out and say, "When is it, Lord?"
你向神呼求话，主啊，到底要等到咩时候呢
？And the Lord is saying, "The hour has not yet come."
主就话，时候仲未到。
You and I need to learn to wait upon God's hour, not our hour.
你同我都应该去学习等候神嘅时间，而唔系我哋自己定嘅时间。
Because God's hour, God's timing, God's appointments are always perfect.
因为神的时间、神的日期、神的程序才是最恰当的。
And we must look forward to God's hour, not our hour.
我们一定要期待神的时间，而不是我们自己定的时间。
Our hour is, Lord, we need it and we need it now.
如果我们对主说，我们需要一样东西，现在就需要了，那其实是我们给自己定下了一个时间。
And when Jesus cried out on the cross and said, "It is finished," it wasn't a cry of resignation.
当耶稣喺十字架上边呼喊话成了嘅时候，佢并唔系话我放弃啦。
It wasn't a cry of sorrow.
呢个亦都唔系一个忧伤嘅呼喊。
No, it was the cry that his birth, his boyhood, his 3 years in public ministry have come to a perfect completion.
绝对不是忧伤的呼喊，这个是员工的呼喊。员工即是完成他的工作，这解就是自从他降生成长，直到他公开传道这3年，到这个时候就已经圆满地去完成了。
It is finished.
成了。
Someone said it is not only the earthly life of Jesus that is summarized in this cry.
有人说这一声的呼喊不单单代表耶稣在世上的侍奉是圆满地完成。
But all the sacred history was calling for this cry.
更加包括整个的救恩历史的完成。
Abraham longed for this day, and by faith he looked forward to it.
亚伯拉罕很渴望见到这一日，他凭着信心知道这一日一定会来到。
Moses told the people of Israel,
摩西对以色列人讲
,God will raise unto you a prophet like unto myself.
神要为你们兴起一位先知，好像为我兴起一样。
And he looked forward to that.
而摩西自己就期待着这位先知的来临。
David prophesied about this cry and about this hour, and he looked forward to it.
大卫预言这个时刻和这一声的呼喊，他自己亦都期盼着预言的实现。
Prophet after prophet has declared the coming hour and looked forward to it.
一个又一个嘅先知都宣告呢一个时刻，并且一路喺度期待住。
And the cry of the whole Old Testament as it closes its chapters was, "It is not finished."
成本嘅旧约圣经似乎系结束喺一句说话上边，就系尚未完工。
The very Ten Commandments that were written by God's finger cry out, "It is not finished."
即使是神亲手所写的十诫，都并没有成全到。
These commandments that convict us and counsel us and condemn us and torment us, they end with a cry, "It is not finished."
这些诫命使我们知罪，忠告我们，又定我们的罪，但是都还未完成的。
Because no one has been able perfectly to keep them or perfectly obey them until the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为在耶稣基督来到之前， 从来冇一个人能够完全嘅顺服，遵守全部嘅律法。
And that is why they cry, "It is not finished."
所以律法系唔完全嘅。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 24 and 25 tells us.
加拉太书三章24至到25节嗰度话俾我哋听。
That the law is school teacher that has brought us to Christ.
律法系我哋训蒙嘅师傅，引我哋去到耶稣基督嗰度。
And on that great day on Golgotha,
于是在各各他那个伟大的日子
Mount Sinai came and knelt before Calvary and said, "It is finished."
代表律法的西乃山降服在加略山之下，谦卑地说，成了。
The words, "It is finished," wasn't only the hope of God's people and God's law, it was the fulfillment of all of the Old Testament symbols.
成了这个字不是单单指神百姓的盼望和神的律法得以成全，更加是指旧约里面所有的预表都实现了。
In fact, the Old Testament is like hieroglyphics, and only the Lord Jesus Christ provided the Rosetta Stone.
旧约圣经就好似象形文字，只有耶稣基督能够去解释。
The Old Testament temple, tabernacle, and tent were all symbols that God and man meet.
旧约里面的圣殿和会幕都代表神和人相会的地方。
We read in Mark 15:38.
请看下马可福音15章38节。
That when Jesus died on the cross, the veil in the temple was torn from top to bottom because everything that the temple had stood for was buried with Christ.
当耶稣死在十字架上，殿里面的幔子从上到下裂为两半，因为圣殿原本所代表的这个时候都和耶稣一起埋葬了。
And now you and I are the temples who are indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
现在你和我都是圣灵居住的殿了。
The symbol of the lamb that is brought and the blood sprinkled on the top of the door and the side posts meant nothing unless you hear the words of Jesus on the cross saying, "It is finished."
以色列人将逾越节的羔羊杀了，将血擦在门框和门楣上面。但是如果我们没有听见耶稣在十字架上面所喊的成了，那这个象征就再没有任何的意义了。
On that great day, which we call Good Friday, when Jesus cried out, "It is finished," most likely he was not the only one who said, "It is finished."
在受难节这个伟大的日子，耶稣大声喊叫，成了，但是他并不是唯一这样讲的人。
Caiaphas, the high priest who prostituted the religious establishment, probably said, "It is finished."
出卖宗教良知的大祭司该亚法很可能也在这里说成了。
And he went on thinking that he has squelched this man who claimed to be God in skin.
他可能认为自己已经成功地镇压了这个自称为神的人。
The Romans upon hearing of Jesus' death probably said, "It is finished."
罗马官员听到耶稣已经死了，可能心里面都会说成了。
Feeling that Another tenuous chapter in the relationship between the Jews and the Romans has been finished.
他们以为这段时期罗马政府和犹太人之间脆弱的关系已经结束了。
And they went home confused.
他们就觉得很困惑了。
Even his disciples, after 3 years of following Jesus and believing that he will bring the kingdom of God, probably said, "It is finished."
甚至那些跟随了耶稣3年多的门徒，他们相信耶稣要建立神的国度，而在这个时候，他们都很可能在想，一切都已经完了。
But all of their finish is very different from Jesus' cry, "It is finished."
但是他们心目中的完结了，或者是成了，和耶稣所说的成了，是意义完全不同的。
For when Jesus cried, "It is finished,"
当耶稣叫成了的时候，
the gates of hell shook,
地狱的门被震撼，
and the demons who tormented the human race trembled,
折磨人类的恶魔都在颤抖。
These demons could not stop him in the wilderness,
魔鬼在旷野试探他的时候不能够拦阻他。
They could not get him to sin,
他们都不能够诱惑他犯罪。
They could not stop him in the garden.
在客西马尼园里面不能够阻拦他去上十字架。
But when Satan said, "It is finished," it was he and his demons that were finished.
当魔鬼说完了，就是说他和他的群魔都全部完了。
That cry was heard when the angels rejoiced and said, "It is finished."
当耶稣呼喊的时候，天使亦都一齐欢呼成了。
Abraham probably sang hallelujah and said, "Now the hour is here that I looked forward to, and it is finished."
亚伯拉罕很可能正在高唱 hallelujah， 并且说我所期待的时刻终于来临了，成了。
Moses probably sung a song, "I have led them out, but he led them up. It is finished."
摩西亦都可能在歌唱说我领他们出埃及，耶稣领他们上天堂，成了。
The prophets heard the words, "It is finished," and praised God that he kept his word of promise.
先知听见成了就赞美神，因为他信守诺言，成全了应许。
We must accomplish the work that God has given us to do.
我们一定要完成神托付给我们的工作。
All we need to do is be available to do what he wants us to do, because Jesus said, "It is finished."
我们只需要做的就是奉献自己的时间去做神要我们做的事，因为耶稣说成了。
My prayer for you, my friend, is that you will be able to say when the day comes, "It is finished."
朋友，我愿意为你祈祷，有一天你都将会说成了。
That you will accomplish God's purpose in your life.
你会完成神所赐给你生命的目的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。